Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve Backlund here from Igniting Hope Ministries. The title of the message today is This the Greatest Hope-Bringing Truth There Is. Now, I love to talk about hope. We at Igniting Hope Ministries, here's what we believe. There's no hopeless circumstances, only hopeless people. And once people get true hope, the circumstance can't stay the same. Hope is an unstoppable force. If something is going to change, somebody's hoping. Somebody's breaking out of the pack and becoming unreasonably optimistic. Now, here's the truth. It's a biblical truth out of 1 Corinthians 10:13, where it says this, "No temptation has come upon you," and some translations say, "No trial has come upon you. No temptation has come upon you except which is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape that you may be able to bear up under it." Wow, that tells us two great things. Number one, it tells us that we'll never face something that we don't have the power inside ourselves to handle. Now, sometimes I said, "God, are you sure?" Because it's felt like I've faced things that have been greater than that. But no, it says, "God is faithful, who will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear." But the second thing is this, and it's the truth that says at the end of the verse where it says that you may be able to bear up under it, that you may be able to have strength in the middle of a trying circumstance. It says this, that He will provide the way of escape that you may be able to bear up under it. Wow! It says, no matter what we're facing, there's a way of escape. There's a solution. There's always a solution. That just makes me so glad. So it doesn't matter if you're $1 million in debt, there's a way of escape. There's a solution. It doesn't matter if you've just been fired from your job or there's been a major relationship meltdown or issue or something that really concerns you, there is a solution. There's a way of escape. Now, that does something on the inside of us. That reality begins to build hope in our lives. And I want to say it again, the increase of hope is going to be the beginning point of change and transformation. We like to say our hopelessness about a problem is a bigger problem than the problem. Let me say that again. Our hopelessness about a problem is a bigger problem than the problem. So when we actually say, "Wow, no, I know there's a way of escape. I know there's a direction for me." And I want to tell you this, this isn't just to get out of crisis or difficulty. This truth is for us to get into our dreams. You know, mediocrity, our goal isn't to just get from crisis to normal or mediocre. our goal is to get into our purpose, our what God created us for, the destiny that we have for our lives. So there is a way for you to get from where you're at right now into your dreams, into your destiny, into your purpose in life, into an abundant next season. Wow! And so this verse, 1 Corinthians 10:13, I'll say this, is probably the biggest hope-bringing verse in the Bible. I mean, certainly there's verses that talk about the hope of heaven, and that's so crucial, and I don't want to devalue that at all. But as we face life's challenges, or as we want to get into our dreams, it is an incredible verse. There is the way of escape. And so today, I want to just release this over you. And I'm just sensing, even in my spirit, that Holy Spirit is doing something right now in you who are watching. He's breaking off hopelessness. He's breaking off victim mentalities. He's breaking off just thinking that you're just stuck. He's breaking off pessimism off your life. And I declare over you the revelation of this verse, that I believe just one of the greatest hope-bringing truths that we can ever find, is going to do something in you. There's always a solution. Why don't you just say that with me? There is always a solution.
Hey, thanks for listening again to this podcast. We hope that you'll come back for another teaching.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.